Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name is Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And today we are going to be talking about some fitness.
Ooh, yes, we are.
Well, and we're talking about it specifically because it is now the first week of December, which is like insanity to me. Like, where has this year gone?
I know. I was like, where has the months gone? But where has the year gone? Like, we're almost into 2019, which is super insane.
I know. And this month we're talking a lot about holidays. Of course, like how to navigate through the holidays, how to be able to not fall off your program. Cause we all know, and I've been there, and even now I've been working out for how many years, and I still, during the holidays, my workouts still are totally different than they are from the rest of the year. Even though I try as much as possible, they're still different.
Yeah. I'm on a new plan right now that I actually have to follow. So I'm going to have to try to figure it out.
Yeah.
But it's going to be challenging because things get busier and, you know, you're away or you're out of town or you're doing things different and you're eating differently and all that kind of stuff. But so we're going to talk about that too in over the next few weeks during all of our podcasts. We're going to talk to you guys about the strategies that we're using to be able to try to help ourselves stay as on track as we possibly can through this month.
Well, and also this is the month of like, I'm always on like 25 free passes for gyms. as I travel, I'm always like, yeah, I just want to come in for the free trial. I'm sorry, gym owners, if you're listening to this, but I'm one of those people. I'll be like in a new city because like, you're visiting people or traveling or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, oh, I'm just here for wanting to check it out. I just moved here. Really, I'm just like, I need 3 days of a gym access. but yeah, so today what we're going to talk about is actually a workout pattern that I love, and I was doing it for a really long time without even knowing doing it, and it's something that I just actually really started implementing into my workout routine, and I'm seeing like really, really great results from it. So it's also perfect for like a quick holiday, like making sure you're getting in and getting it done, and it's so easy to follow. And it's called peripheral heart action training. Or fat, which some people call it PHA training. I like calling it fat training.
Fat training is just so much easier and it's kind of fun to say.
Exactly. Like, especially with a PH, like it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
So Amanda, have you ever done fat training? Peripheral function training?
Sorry, don't mind me and my giant cat that just decided to jump behind me. He's trying to be like a photo bomber, a video bomber here. Yes, actually, no, I am the same as you. And I was doing fat training without even knowing it too. That was before I knew what the official definition was. So yeah.
Well, yeah. And it's, so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about like this study that I read, but the reason I re-implemented it was I was at the CanFit Pro conference, which is the big fitness conference. They run it every year. And I always love going because I love like sitting on the speakers, hearing all their different like perception of what's going on or what their research is showing. And it was actually Dr. Len Kravitz, and he's a very, very fun speaker to listen to. Like, he's like this older guy. He's like kind of quirky. He's from like New Mexico, the University of New Mexico. But I went to like 4 sessions with him because I love him so much. Yeah. But anyways, he was talking about it and I was like, okay, I'm totally going to implement this. So before we get into why I decided that, I'll tell you guys what it is. So basically it was developed in like, I don't even know how long ago, by this doctor called Dr. Arthur Steinhaus. But it got really popular in the 60s. Okay. So it got really popular by this bodybuilder who I can never say his last name. It's like Bob Gadja. But he holds the Mr. America and he held the Mr. Universe titles. So he was really utilizing this type of training to get serious results. And of course, if you're Mr. America and Mr. Universe, people are like, I want to know what you're doing, right? So he was sharing this, and then it kind of like fell off, and now it's coming back into kind of mainstream. But really what it is it's almost like, I would say almost like a style of circuit training, right? Like it's
very similar. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically what it is you perform 5 or 6 exercises in a row with no rest, as little rest as possible. But mm-hmm. the thing that makes it different than any other type of training is those 5 to 6 exercises alternate between an upper body exercise and a lower body exercise. Mm-hmm. So the whole purpose of it is that what you're doing is you're avoiding any lactic acid buildup because you're moving, like the blood is actually circulating from your upper body to your lower body. Mm-hmm. And also at the same time, of course, because you're not building up lactic acid, you're not gassing out and you can train a lot harder, right? Because you're mm-hmm. moving upper, lower. Mm-hmm. So I started using this and I just found too that my level of like how much I could actually exert during my workouts was a lot better. And also I just found that I was like burning a lot more. Like I was a lot sweatier. I felt a lot more like worked out. You know what I mean? For like lack of a better word. But it was like I literally like I found just even the results from me physically and seeing the changes even in my body, because the thing is when you're training specific body parts, let's say you're just doing like an upper body split or a lower body day and you're just training those muscle groups, of course you end up like exhausting them. Or if you do like a really hard day, you're kind of out of commission for a few days, right? But when you're alternating between the upper and the lower and you can do upper and lower multiple times a week as opposed to just one time a week or 2 times a week, then I find that for me, it's really working with my body and plus with the cardio burn as well.
Now, what is, in terms of, whoa, sorry, my cat almost knocked over my computer. he's being really annoying right now. Stop it. In terms of what Dr. Len says though, what does he say in terms of like rest with fat training? Because I think that's something that's interesting because you're saying like, you know, with fat training, you can work upper and lower because you're working upper and lower at the same time. How often are you supposed to rest every other day in order to sort of give your body the time to regroup? Or is it just working different muscle groups on the opposite days? Performing still the same method?
Well, I think that really depends on, he didn't get into that. It really depends on how advanced you are, right? And how much you could train your body. Because someone who's just starting out doing this, you know, of course you're going to do like the 5 to 6 exercises alternating between upper body, lower body. You might need to take some rest even in between the exercises, not even to mention in between the workout days, right? But if you're somebody who already works out like excessively, then you could do more days. And it also depends how much you're lifting during it. Mm-hmm. So like, for example, when he was talking about the study, and I'm going to open it up on my computer because I don't have all the details, but basically this study, it was comparing like fat training or fall training with HIIT training. The whole study was comparing against, okay, if you're just doing regular HIIT training or if you're alternating between the upper and the lower body, what is the what's the results after that? So what the study was, it was 18 healthy volunteers, so 9 men, 9 women, 24 years old. They all had the same BMI. They all were, didn't have diseases, didn't smoke, weren't on any medication. So they were pretty much like exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Then what they did was they took like a certain amount of those people, like 8 people were part of the HIIT group and then 10 people were part of the other group. I don't know why there was 8 in one and why there was 10 in the other, but that's the reason why. So then what they had,
like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, but they followed the same thing. So like with the 3 to 4 days, they did 3 months of training, 3 sessions a week. Each day was separated by 1 to 2 days of rest. So for them, that was what they were doing. Is that definitely what you need to like recommend for everyone? I would say no. I think it really depends on how heavy you're lifting. It depends on how often you're lifting. It depends on how strong you are, how new to fitness you are. Like there's so many things.
I would say where you're at on your fitness journey in general.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But they just followed them over the amount of time. So for the HIIT training group, what ended up happening was they did like a warm up. They did like a 5-minute warm up on like a bike. And then they would do their HIIT training with like 1 minute high intensity work. And then that was followed by 2 minutes, like with a recovery interval. So this was like, they were doing this, like back and forth.
Yeah.
So then for the fat training, what they were doing was 6 exercises that were in sequence. So theirs was, so while the HIIT training, they were just doing it, I believe, only on the bike. They were going like as hard as they could for a minute. Then they were doing 2 minutes of recovery. The fat training group, they were doing the circuit. So they had the 5 exercises, or sorry, 6 exercises that were alternating upper body, lower body. So it was bench press. So for the chest, then leg extension for the lower body, then lat pull down for the upper body, then leg curl, which is hamstring for the lower body, shoulder press, and then seated heel raises. So they would do that whole round. There was no rest in between the exercises, and they would do 15 reps for each, but they were only lifting about 55 to 60% of their 1 rep max. So they're not lifting super, super heavy, right? Like,
yeah, they were like mid, like medium sort of.
Yeah. It's 'cause they had to do 15 repetitions, right? So that's about like 55% of what you actually could lift. So to me, that's not something where like a 55% at 15 reps, I'm probably not going to be super sore the next day. But yeah. Again, I've been working out for a long time.
Yeah. So I guess again, it's just meeting yourself or your clients, depending on who you are. And if you're using this for clients or using this for yourself, meeting them where they're at.
Yeah, exactly. So then they did that. So they did that circuit, 1 minute of rest, then they would do the circuit again. So they did it 4 times over. Mm-hmm. But the thing that's really cool though, so, was the results afterwards. And obviously they're different, right? Because the thing is that when it comes to the HIIT training, they weren't doing any strength training. From my understanding of the study, they were just doing cycling. So they weren't, you know what I mean? Like working any muscle groups. Mm. But the major difference though was what was interesting was the difference in the heart rate. So at the end of the study, they compared the two. So 12 weeks, the people who did the HIIT training, they had a really big increase, of course, in their VO2 max. 'Cause like they're just doing cardio. Yeah. So VO2 max, test your cardio fitness. So your maximum oxygen output. So 18.7% increase they saw, and then fat saw an 8% increase. But they saw like in their blood pressure, the fat training saw so much of a lowering of their blood pressure. Like it was like 2.59% for the fat training and only 0.75. And they don't know if that's because the blood is circulating, right? Like between upper and lower, that's helping. It can help you if you are someone who deals with high blood pressure. Of course you could see like the major changes within the strength, because of course fat training was training strength. So there was like off the charts for all of that. But a lot of it was just showing that the difference even between, just how much you could see the changes within your body from just even like the blood pressure, the calories burned during that time from implementing these different types of training. So it's kind of the mindset of being like, you know, to me, I see it as almost like you could do it as a variation of HIIT training, I guess, like depending on how you broke it up, if you went upper body and lower body, like, but it is almost like it's cardio and strength training at the same time.
Because you're moving quickly without rest.
Yeah.
Between exercises, and you are working at a 55 to 60, well, according to his study, at least it was a 55 to 65%. So you're still lifting heavy enough that it's going to like, maybe not completely gas you, but your heart rate's going to get up there, especially without rest.
Well, exactly. And also like the whole idea too, is because you're not having that lactic buildup, you can probably, you can train harder. Mm-hmm. Which really everything, and this is one thing I always think is interesting. Like I read all these studies and stuff like that, and they're, you know, depending on who also is funding studies or who is doing, you know what I mean? There's all different, you can find something that's going to be for something, something against something.
Of course.
But the thing like I just find is really interesting. The thing that we can't forget is that when it really comes down to it, it's about calories burned. Like if you can do an exercise that's going to burn more calories, and if weight loss is your goal, you're going to most likely lose more weight. If you are, you know what I mean? If you eat less calories, you are more likely going to lose more weight, whether you're doing keto, whether you're doing high fat, low fat, high carb, low carb, you know what I mean? Like those are kind of things that everyone across the board, pretty much.
It's like universal. Yeah.
We all agree on. So that's where I wonder with this fat training, is it really the difference that because it's that specific like upper body, lower body that's actually having the massive results? Or is it because you're actually working harder because you're not having that buildup and you could do a lot more during that time that's having more benefits? Like,
but it could be, yeah, it could be like a bunch of different reasons, right? Like it could literally just be, it could be all of those and more. Like, it could just be also when you're doing, you know, when you're doing a type of training where you're just focusing on like a split or something, where you're just focusing on one muscle group or just like two or three muscle groups. Like, it could also be just like boredom setting in. So you lose that muscle, that mind muscle connection. You're just kind of like going through the motions versus this, because it's like switching every exercise, you're actually paying more attention. So you're actually getting more invested, is I guess, in your actual movements, and like, mm-hmm. So then you could start seeing better results that way too. So I think that there could be a lot of different reasons why it would show, like in the study, the results would be so high.
Yeah. And the one thing that I really liked the most out of it for me is just that it was, and I'm finding I'm really liking it in my workouts too, is that I do a lot of strength training, and I also though enjoy including cardio.
Yeah.
So I like the fact of doing these, it's like you're doing them both at the same time. And I mean, even for us, we've developed a lot of our FitChicks workouts around that same kind of like compound movements. So which are movements that involve more than one muscle, more than one joint. Also exercises that combine upper body and lower body, like this kind of pattern. And I just found that like, I could see in my body, like I feel like I'm burning more in my workouts now. Like on my Fitbit, I would need to do a full on experiment on myself. But I also think it kind of boils down to how you feel. So for me, I found this to be a lot more beneficial, because I feel like when I'm doing my workouts, I'm still getting that strength training benefit, but I find like I can go longer, I can do more rounds, which then in turn, of course, is helping you burn more calories. And also I could feel my cardio getting up as well, because you're moving so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So for anyone listening who wants to try this type of training, like you said, it's so easy. All you have to do is pick 5 or 6 exercises. I recommend doing 6, because then you have 3 upper, 3 lower.
Yeah.
And you just literally have to pick 3 of them and alternate. Or you could even take like the example that they did in this study to start off with, which again, it was a bench press, then a leg extension, then a lat pull down, then a leg curl, then a shoulder press, and then a seated heel raise. So if you want to start off by trying that, you do those 6 exercises with no rest in between, and then repeat that circuit 4 times. And
it was 15 reps per exercise is what they did in the study.
That's what they were doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to be at a weight. Yeah. Like that's 55 to 60% of your one rep max. If you're not sure what that is, like at the end of 15, just trying to make sure that you're still like struggling a bit at the end of 15 to do good form. You're not like doing 1 pound that you're like, oh yeah, I could do 15 reps. You know what I mean? Like
I should do 100 reps.
It should still be a struggle. But so as we were talking about in terms of like the holidays, I just think this is such a cool thing to share with you guys. And I know stuff to do with like studies and all that stuff. A lot of people are like, I don't care about that. I just want to see something that gets results.
Yeah.
I can tell you, I've been using this. I really feel the difference. I know other people who use it, they love it. And it's something that's so easy and quick. Like that's the other thing too, because it's the holidays, we're time crunched. And I also like that you could do these, even if you don't have weights, you could still pick an upper and a lower body weight exercise that you could do at home. So if you're like traveling and you're at like your parents' house in the basement, you're like, okay, I've got to get a workout in. Just pick like upper body push-ups, lower body body weight squats, upper body like
tricep dips,
lower body jump lunges, upper body. What's another upper body without weights?
So you've got tricep dips, you've got push-ups, you could do walkouts.
Walkouts, you could do reverse push-ups, you could do, I'm trying to even think of, what's the shoulder one that you could do? My brain is going to a blank.
You could do the dolphin pose, you can do...
pike push-ups.
Yeah.
And then even from that, going up into side-to-side squats. Like, so there's so many things that you could just even do, but again, the idea, and I just can't really explain it. Like, and I was reading this article too the other day from an exercise researcher, and he was just talking about how there's nothing that can over, like you can write a million papers, but there's nothing that can really explain personal experience and personal results with something. So, cause we know like in FitChicks Academy, everyone's always looking for this perfect answer, right? Like, and we're all so unique and different and respond different to different things that there is no one perfect way of training for everybody, right?
Just like there's no one perfect way of eating or anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but it's like, I know for me, even trying this, I've just seen such a difference. And I truly think it's just because since you're not having that rest and you're just moving through, like your heart rate stays up higher, you're not dinking around, which ends up happening when you're doing a lot of weights. Like you're on your phone, suddenly you're like, oh, I'm watching the jumping cat. And you're like, oh shoot, 2 minutes have gone by and I haven't done my second set. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's our little tip for the holidays.
I was going to just add too that just thinking, like, just popped into my mind that Jillian Michaels, in all of her videos, she actually uses this type of training. If you think about all of her, like, the 30-minute fixes and all that kind of stuff, like, they, she's always went with that. If you think about it, she usually adds core too, though, but it's usually like, it's usually upper body, lower body exercises. She does switch it up and she adds cardio in between in her 3-2-1 method, because it's like 3 minutes of strength, 2 minutes of cardio, one minute abs. But in that, if you, even if you think about how she's done it, it's always 1 minute, 3 minute is like upper body. And then the next round will be lower body. So it's not exactly fat training, but it's similar to it. So if you are someone who's like, I need a bit more guidance or something, her videos are really great. And they follow a similar sort of strategy.
Because even if you think about going just like even up to down, right, the way mm-hmm. the blood will circulate. So even if you're like, you know, and that's one thing, even when if I'm planning my own workouts in this, I try to do that. So I'll go from being like standing to say I'm doing like push-ups on the ground to standing squats or mm-hmm. doing like dips. So I'm more horizontal to going up into doing walking lunges. So I try to also change the angle of my body, which do I know if that is a proven scientific method? If you are like down versus up, like horizontal versus vertical, if that makes a difference. I don't know if you are, again, somebody with blood like pressure issues or you suffer from vertigo or things like that. You don't want to be doing that because that up and down can really send you dizzy. But it is something too that I found for me. Like, I don't know. I just find my workouts, I've been not just enjoying, like I've been enjoying them more, but I also just feel like I could feel it in a different way. And I don't know. So I just recommend you guys to try it out.
Yeah.
It's an easy pattern. You could just pick any three upper body, three lower body, alternate them for 4 rounds. That's it.
And if anyone listening uses this method or has any like at home training that you have developed for yourself following this method that you personally love and you want to share, please comment below so that you can share it with other people as well that are listening, so that they can check it out.
Yeah. I would love to hear it. I'm definitely going to be studying more about this because I find it very fascinating and I will keep sharing with you guys as I go on my experiment of adding this in.
Fat training.
Even though over the holidays I can't say my goal is to maintain, it's not to make any changes. But
which we'll be talking about next week.
Exactly, which we'll be talking about next week.
Make sure you listen to our podcast next week because we're going to be talking about why maintenance is key over the holidays versus new goals.
I know. But it's soon, like even coming up, it's like party, party, party.
Yeah.
Good thing I'm a nutritionist. I've got lots of tips about navigating through that. Okay, guys. So with that, we're going to wrap it up. Happy first week of December. And hopefully you guys have a lot of fun stuff on the go. Let us know, like Amanda said, if you tried this, leave it in the comments below. Or if you are going to try it for your first time after this, let us know how it goes and the exercises that you picked. Because I love adding stuff to my repertoire. We also have another little video that I filmed about this earlier on this year. So we're going to post that along with this as well on our blog at fitchesacademy.com. And then of course you could always check us out. We're opening up registration for all our 2019 Fit Chicks Academy programs. So you can get the brochures over on our website and more information about those because they're going to be super awesome.
Yeah.
And other than that, have an amazing day.
All right. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out.